Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi there, I'm Jack. Every Monday, we discuss last weekend's action, the best players, the best matches, fantasy football, and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page if that's where you're listening to us.
There were some brilliant matches in Match Week 27, so let's get on with this week's roundup. Tottenham take the honours in North London.
Spurs won the North London derby by 1-0, and it was, of course, that man Harry Kane who got the winner. Tottenham could have won by more, but Arsenal's Peter Cech was in good form between the sticks. Arsenal's best chance to equalise arrived in the final few minutes, but Alexandre Lacazette shot wide.
United stumble as Newcastle win at home at last.
Newcastle got their first home win since October as they surprised second place Manchester United. Matt Ritchie got the goal, and despite creating lots of chances, United couldn't find the final touch. After the match, Jose Mourinho said the team could have played for 10 hours and wouldn't have found the back of the net.
Nobody can stop City.
Manchester City hammered Leicester City 5-1 to move 16 points clear at the top of the table. Kevin De Bruyne was once again in sensational form, providing 3 assists. But it was Sergio Kun Aguero who scored 4 times that people were talking about after the match. It's the 3rd time he scored 4 or more goals in the Premier League, the only player to ever do this in the Premier League.
Some great matches there. What about that win for Spurs? Did they deserve to win?
If I'm being honest, Arsenal didn't deserve anything. But at the end, we could have equalised and I'd have been very happy with a point.
And what about Sergio Aguero at City? 4 goals for the 3rd time, and he's in the race to win the Golden Boot again this season.
He's catching Harry Kane and Mo Salah. If he stays injury-free, I wouldn't bet against him finishing the season as the Premier League's top scorer.
Vocabulary alert! Vocabulary alert!
Manchester City hammered Leicester City. Hammered? What does this phrase mean?
A hammer is a tool we use to hit nails into walls and wood. A hammer is made of a wooden stick with a large piece of metal at one end.
And the verb is the action of using the hammer, hitting or beating something very hard into something else.
That's right, and it has a similar meaning in sport. It means for one team to beat another team very badly in terms of the scoreline. Manchester City hammered Leicester City 5-1.
There are lots of words that we can use in this way. Man City hammered Leicester 5-1, or they crushed Leicester 5-1, or thrashed Leicester.
Let us know if you can think of any other words you can use that have a similar meaning.
Right. Every Monday, we give out 3 Match Week awards. Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
These awards always create a lot of discussion. Lots of you agreed with our choices last week, which is great to see.
But not all of you. For example, Bray Juan Portero from Spain and David Bin from Vietnam thought that Burnley and not Brighton should have been Team of the Week.
And Alexan Lubomir from Ukraine thought it should have been Bournemouth.
Let's see who agrees and disagrees with our choices this week. Write your opinions on our Facebook page or on the website.
Let's start with our Player of the Week. There were some great individual performances in the Premier League last week.
Kevin De Bruyne was brilliant for City. Newcastle's goalkeeper, Martin Dubravka, was fantastic as he kept a clean sheet on his debut, and Mohamed Salah and Roberto Firmino looked great up front for Liverpool.
But our choice was an easy one this week. Our player of the week is Manchester City's Sergio Aguero.
4 goals, just brilliant. Did you know that he's never won a Player of the Year award while in the Premier League?
No, I didn't. He's got to have a chance of winning something this year. Right, our next award is for Team of the Week. There were good wins for Man City, Spurs, Liverpool, West Ham, Swansea and Everton, but our Team of the Week is Newcastle United.
A great win for Newcastle. It's always good to see the underdog win.
Unless you're supporting the other team. It was a great win for Newcastle, and it takes them out of the bottom three. It's a real dogfight down at the bottom of the table.
Just 5 points separate 10 clubs. Very close. Finally, what about Match of the Week?
I think we have to choose Manchester City against Leicester City. I know it was one-sided, but some of the football that City are playing at the moment is simply amazing. What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring player in Match Week 27 was unsurprisingly Sergio Aguero with 21 points.
I'm sure many of you had him in your teams. The Premier Skills team has got him and De Bruyne and Raheem Sterling in the team.
Good picks. Where's the Premier Skills team in the Premier Skills Fantasy Football League?
We're up to 7th place. Pretty good. Who was the Team of the Week last week?
Our Fantasy Football Premier Skills Team of the Week is Gigo Team, managed by Fabio Gigozzo, a Liverpool fan from Italy.
Well done, Fabio.
Your prediction for Match Week 27 was for Spurs to beat Arsenal. Well done, you got it right.
You don't sound very happy.
That's because I'm not. I was hoping that your bad predictions would continue a little longer.
Sorry about that.
What's your prediction this week?
There are FA Cup matches this weekend, so my prediction is for Match Week 28 in the Premier League, and it will be played on the 24th and 25th of February.
So everybody has nearly 2 weeks to make their predictions on the website. Let's get as many predictions as possible. Last week, some of you predicted a Spurs win.
Well done to David Bin from Vietnam, Rafa Miklitin from Brazil and Tohar23 from Ukraine, who all predicted a win for Tottenham.
So what's your prediction for Match Week 28?
My prediction is the match between Manchester United and Chelsea. This is always a very interesting match, especially with Jose Mourinho up against his old club and ex-Chelsea players like Nemanja Matic, Juan Mata and Romelu Lukaku in the United team. Chelsea are not playing well at the moment, but United are struggling to score goals, so it could be a close match. However, I think Mourinho will have his players ready for this match and will really want to win. Chelsea always have a chance with Eden Hazard in their team, but I think United will finish on top in this one. Final score, Manchester United 2, Chelsea 1.
I think I'm going to agree with you, Rich, just for a change. We want you to make your prediction at the bottom of the page. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this football roundup.
Don't forget to join the discussion at the bottom of the page. And if you've enjoyed this podcast or found it useful, why not leave us a rating or review? And that will help other people find us.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.